Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today is Eric Kang. Hey, Eric.
Hi, Robert.
How are you doing?
Hey, good. Pretty good.
Eric's here to continue our series on data. You guys may have noticed that we're doing several episodes on data. I did an episode with Scott Klein a couple months ago to talk about what's new in data for developers. Mm-hmm. We kind of focused on the cloud stuff, a lot of what's going on in Azure, touched a little bit on SQL. We did an episode a little bit back with Dimitri and Kevin Kinane.
Kinane.
Yes. See, I wasn't here to ask him how to pronounce his name. Kevin Kinane on the SQL Server data tools, which run inside Visual Studio. Yes. And you're going to show us how you can do SQL Server from inside Visual Studio code.
Yes.
In a kind of cross-platform manner.
Exactly.
And then we have another episode that we're going to do. And I'm not sure if this one's going to be before that one or that one's before this one. So don't hold me to the order. But we'll do another episode on, it's going to be SQL Server and connectors, which is how you can talk to SQL Server from additional languages that you would be doing for inside Visual Studio or code, like PHP, Node, etc.
Yeah.
Right?
Node.js, JDBC, all that matter.
So right.
I want to actually show this one. Uh-huh. So this is the one thing that you should remember as a developer, aka .ms. SQL Dev.
All right.
So this site actually has all the, you know, the getting started and mm-hmm. the building your app with a SQL Server with Node.js, PHP, all that matter there.
Right.
And also it has the cross links for the useful docs and then the tools site.
Yep.
So this is the URL.
Cool.
That you
and there's
need to
just amazingly cool stuff going on in SQL Server. You know, some people might be back from the world from a few years back where, you know, you just talked to SQL Server, just mm-hmm. sitting on some server somewhere. It was databases. You just put a connection to it. You had data in there. And you never really cared what version was running there. Is it running on, you know, Windows? Which mm-hmm. version of server? Who cares?
Right.
Because you're just talking to SQL Server.
Right.
But those days are kind of long gone now. There's an awful lot more that's been going on. And the types of apps we're building are very, very different. We've got SQL Server running on Linux. We've got the ability to talk to SQL Server from multiple languages on mm-hmm. multiple platforms from multiple tools.
Right.
And so we're trying to give everybody a really good grounding in that on this show.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. We are all on the developer focus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. So with that, you can understand why we have a SQL
Dev
site.
Right.
We talk about those PHP, the JDBC, Node.js. Now you can understand that we focus on the developers.
Right.
And we want them to develop their apps with a SQL Server.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. So talk to us about Visual Studio Code.
Okay. So let's switch to the slide that I prepared. Okay. So today's session, we are going to talk about the SQL Server vNext. The vNext runs on Linux, Mac OS with a Docker container, and Windows equally everywhere.
Okay.
And
so when you say vNext, do you mean it hasn't shipped yet?
Oh, it hasn't shipped yet. It's right now, in November 16, with a Connect event, mm-hmm. we released the CDP1 public preview.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So that's the stage.
Got it.
And MS SQL extension for Visual Studio Code is the main topic that we're going to talk about mm-hmm. as a tooling perspective. Visual Studio Code, as you know, it is a lightweight, editor-based the developer tool, which is very popular in the developer community, right? And then another, you know, the usage is like a full-featured IDE perspective, like a Visual Studio. So it's kind of a choice for the developer.
Yep. It's about the workflow. Some people, and I'm in that group, like the fully featured workflow that happens all inside the IDE.
Exactly.
I love wizards. I love things that write my code for me. I don't want to have to drop down to the command prompt, and I don't even want to have to go out to, you know, outside of Visual Studio to be mm-hmm. typing. That's just me. There are others who like more of a less integrated workflow. They mm-hmm. do the exact same amount of work, of course, talk to the exact same things, but do it more from a command-based, mixing and matching various tools.
Right.
That's what Visual Studio Code is for.
So one thing that I read from a blog on the internet is that excellent editor plus a great runtime to run your app mm-hmm. is what developer needs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that makes sense. So Visual Studio Code fits in that bucket. Very well. And when you build an application and there is the data for application, right? And you have a choice mm-hmm. for storing the data and processing the data. SQL Server is one great the choice that you can store your application data and the do the data processing.
Right.
And it's part of your application, basically. And when you build your application using a VS Code or Visual Studio, then you need to be able to have an equivalent solution for your database part.
Right.
So MS SQL extension comes in that picture.
Okay, and this is one of the Visual Studio Code extensions.
It is
available. It's been out for a while.
We released the preview version, public preview, on November 16th.
Okay.
So November 16th was the big launching
Connect.
Day.
Yep.
SQL VNext, SQL Server VNext that runs on everywhere. And we released MS SQL extension that runs on VS Code, that runs on the Mac, Linux, and Windows. And we also released the command line tools that you can use it to run the routine task in script, like a bash script.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can automate it for the task. Or you can also SSH in, like a terminal in, to the machine that runs your server and run command. Right. So that's basically kind of a whole portfolio and picture in tools perspective, how we can help developers and admins to, you know, use our tools to develop their apps
I hear that and I go, well, why wouldn't I just use SQL Server Management Studio?
Oh, that SQL Server Management Studio is also great.
On
same day,
we
released the SQL Server Management Studio version 17.0.
Mm-hmm.
We version bumped from 16.0 to 17. That distinguishes or signifies that version starts supporting SQL Server VNext.
So,
so key thing is that even though you're using Windows to manage or develop your application, it doesn't matter. Independently, you can run SQL Server on Mac, Linux, Windows, right?
Right.
So SSMS has the capability to connect and run your task on any SQL Server platform and version that matter. Equally, SQL Server Data Tools that Kevin and Dimitri did a presentation in the previous session, that has also version 17.0 released. And it supports SQL Server VNext everywhere.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so just to, you know, quickly repeating, the focus of our team is we really want to help our user to develop with SQL Server, Azure SQL Database, and Azure SQL Data Warehouse anywhere.
Right.
In a simple and very productive way. So whenever we design our product in tools side, the key thing is like it has to be simple and it has to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a key principle that we always think in our team. So to do that, there is two important things to deliver. One is the SQL Server should run on Mac, Linux, and Windows, right?
Yeah.
So that was one. And the other one is that, as we just briefly talked about, the developer's tool should run on those multi-OS independently from wherever your SQL Server is running, right? So the answer to the question, on November 16, we released the SQL Tools portfolio with MS SQL extension and cross-platform support for those command line interfaces and all that. So now we have many choices as a developer, right?
Cool.
So I just to summarize it. And the way that we look at it here is like this. You're a developer. I want to develop my application and database on, let's say, Linux and Mac. Oh, go use MS SQL extension or Visual Studio Code.
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice. It's great. It's lightweight, but it provides the must-have features like a connect to SQL Server, write SQL code with IntelliSense and beautiful language service there, and execute and view result.
Cool.
That's the core.
Let's see it.
Yeah, so let's take a look at it, and I'm going to go. So let's switch to the demo then, the case, right? So for this demo, I'm going to use the sample database that we have published in the GitHub, SQL Server Samples.
Mm-hmm.
This is the samples GitHub repository. You can go and clone. Just do copy and run a git clone and paste this URL. Then we'll pull down all the SQL Server samples to your Mac, let's say.
Okay.
And once you do that, then let's go to VS Code. The first step is that I already pulled down those projects, which is called the Belgrade Product Catalog Database. The main reason is Belgrade is that we have a team in Serbia, uh-huh. Belgrade, okay. And the Joban in the team actually made this the application. What it does is that basically it is an ASP.NET Core application with using jQuery to query the SQL Server.
Okay.
And it shows the new feature like the JSON data and function support. Nowadays, all the data handling is JSON format mm-hmm. nowadays, yep. right? So SQL Server has a built-in feature to support JSON data and then the processing feature. So mm-hmm. it demonstrates that one and temporal table. Have you heard about the temporal table?
I've heard it.
Okay, great.
The term, but it's just refresh.
I see. Temporal is more like, for example, if you're working in like a ERP solution, mm-hmm. that means a history of employee, right? That's very important so that you know, we can always look at, okay, the person was in this job position, but in next year, he mm-hmm. got promoted. So he became like a CEO of the company. Then there is always history information for that
right.
one. If you do like online the sales, online sales, the web application, then you have a product, mm-hmm. and you should have a list of product and history, and you want to see what has happened in your business and all that kind of stuff. So historical data is very important.
Right.
And if you try to build that logic in your application, it can be pretty complex. But using SQL Server, temporal table is doing the versioning of your data automatically by simply mm-hmm. just to set the system versioning flag on your table and link up to your main table and the system table. So it's a pretty cool feature. So
yeah.
the demo shows that one. And security features like dynamic data masking and the role level security,
mm-hmm.
those are also the features that if you want to build in your application using your app logic, pretty complex, but the SQL Server that supports that feature
right.
Just out of box. So,
cool.
So this demo actually shows those one. So let's quickly take a look at the app and then jump into data side,
okay.
right? So that if we don't do that, then the developers would feel like, oh, too much data,
yeah.
as you say at the beginning. So I will just entertain you a little bit at the beginning. So I already downloaded it. And if you go to integrated terminal, VS Code has all nice features, like it can run command within the VS Code.
Mm-hmm.
So for it is a .NET application, as I said. So you can do .NET restore and build
mm-hmm.
and run. Then it will run your application. So it's that simple. I just did the .NET run because I already did the restore and build.
Okay.
And let's go to our website, which is this one. So let me make sure it is running. Yeah, it's running.
Okay.
So this is a current, it's a simple application that shows all your products.
Mm-hmm.
And the companies, right? And what it does is that, look at it, if I click this time slider, it shows you the mm-hmm. data in the past, right? This is temporal tables usage, mm-hmm. right?
Cool.
It's so nice, but it's so simple to implement using SQL Server instead
mm-hmm.
of you just spend many, many hours to implement
right.
this logic in your application. So this is our demo. And let's go back to our VS Code project. So let me close it. To build and kind of work with a SQL Server, you need two extensions in the Visual Studio Code. One is a C# extension, and the other one is MS SQL extension. Right now we have over 9,500 downloads.
Cool.
We have released in the November 16th. So thank you very much for everyone
yeah.
who downloaded and started using.
Yeah,
oh, it's our
that.
Pop-up.
We don't need to be reminded. We're here.
Exactly. So that's great. So our team is really excited that people are finding our tool
mm-hmm.
useful for their day-to-day development work. So
right.
keep
T-SQL
going.
T-SQL scripts with IntelliSense. Ooh, that would actually be faster and potentially more lightweight than using SQL Server Management Studio if I just want to run some simple queries and see results.
Yep. No, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
We are not recommending one or the other.
Yeah.
Now it is your choice. Now you
well,
have full power to
if
choose
I just want to look at a C# file on the on the disk,
yes.
I will load it in Visual Studio Code. Because I just want to look at the code, it comes up much faster. So
right.
even if you don't do your main development mm-hmm. in Visual Studio Code, it's a really handy utility to have
yep.
for times when you wanted to do things a bit faster.
Actually, it can be anything. It can actually be used as a notepad,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So I don't...
There's a Markdown extension.
Yes.
So if you have to do Markdown, I think it's your Markdown editor of choice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then for anything like taking the text note,
mm-hmm.
I use VS Code.
Right.
And for literally anything, I use VS Code nowadays.
Yep.
So it's great. And even our the user education team, who's producing the documentations,
mm-hmm.
they use VS Code.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's great. And it's a simple. Just to go to search box in Visual Studio and type in MS SQL.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will see that there are two extensions. VS Code -MS SQL is deprecated.
Okay.
So this one is Sanjay Nagamagalam, is one of our PM in our team, and who actually made the prototype of MS SQL extension. And we made the official version, MS SQL, which is the
Got
second
it.
One.
Yep.
So go install this one instead of
okay.
a VS Code MS SQL. We are going to unpublished VS Code dash MS SQL sometimes. We just left
right.
it to have a transition.
Okay.
All right. So those are two extensions that you need. Okay. So let's get to the real business, right? So if you go to the folder, Belgrade Product Catalog Demo, there is a set of scripts that you can help. So if you're an application developer, you focus on the building, let's say, the core, ASP.NET coding and writing code mm-hmm. for jQuery. But to test your application, you need to prepare your SQL Server instance and database, all that kind of stuff. So these are kind of the SQL scripts
okay.
that set up your application database so that you can test it. Oh, one thing important is that as you see, I'm running everything on my Mac,
mm-hmm.
right? One of the key the user scenario that I want to point out before we continue is that there is a need for developers to do things all on locally. For example, if you're using Mac, mm-hmm. then you should be able to develop your application, develop your database, and be able to test it.
Right.
After that is all done, you can choose your a production environment. It can be Azure SQL Database or any cloud or
mm-hmm.
Windows, Linux. But you should be able to work your day-to-day job in Starbucks as well.
Right.
So the key thing is that on Mac, with a SQL Server, you can do that now. I'm running SQL Server vNext on Docker container on Mac.
Ah,
right? So it's running.
Clever.
Right. So it is very, very easy. Let me go to docs.microsoft.com
mm-hmm.
and there's a SQL/Linux. Or you can just remember aka.ms, SQL Linux. If you type in, it will bring you to
okay.
this page. And there is one nice icon that says install. Right? Just click it. And there are a bunch of getting started guide that we prepared before the November 16 release.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the efforts is this one. So not only for the installation, it also has what you can do for development perspective, what you can do for management,
okay.
what you can do for migration. If you already have, let's say, a database running on a SQL Server on Windows,
mm-hmm.
then you need to know how I can move the database from Windows, a SQL Server on Windows, to SQL Server on Linux.
Right.
So this is very, all those documents are done through a step-by-step guide perspective, so it's really easy to follow.
Okay.
So same for the installation of a SQL Server. Run the Docker. That is the main topic that I want to do. To install SQL Server a container, the image, and the start the container, Docker container for SQL Server Linux, it's just running these two
okay.
commands. So copy, paste, and run it in your the terminal. Then it will set you up. Only one thing that you need to remember is that go to preference on the Docker, the preference page, and make sure the memory is at least 4 gigabytes.
Okay.
Because a SQL Server container, Docker container, requires
mm-hmm.
minimum 4 gigabytes of memory. So this is something that you remember. I got this issue at the beginning, and then Docker starts with a 2 gigabytes memory at the beginning.
So Docker's got two. So this 4 gig is that's not two for Docker plus four for SQL. So
oh, it's just the total. The Docker total. Uses 4 gigabytes of memory and for the container. Yeah.
If you're on your say Surface Pro 3 with 8 gig of RAM, you've got 4 gigs left for whatever you're doing.
Yeah, it's pretty the optimized the solution. So. Right. I'm running this one. I'm also running Parallels, the VM stuff, and I never see any issue of performance on my Mac.
All right, cool.
Okay, so that's the initial setup. It's just a one-time setup, and now your MacBook is fully ready for your app and database development locally, without switching back and forth between.
That's nice.
OS.
So you don't, if you just want to test. Locally against SQL Server. You don't have to install SQL Server Developer Edition. You don't have to install SQL Express necessarily, have that running. You can just do this and have full-blown SQL Server running only when you need it, then turn it off when you're done.
Right. That's so Docker Container is also available for Windows as well, so you can do the same scenario on the Windows as well. Yeah, that's pretty cool technology. I'm in love as well. So that's the initial setup, then we are fully ready. So now we can really go into the MS SQL extension capability. So as you saw, I already did the demo preparation for you to show the how app is working. Mm-hmm. So let's clean up and start from scratch so that you can see the whole end-to-end developer activity using VS Code. So what I'm doing is that on the editor, I opened up the clean up the SQL. I'm typing in SQL. These are snippets. Mm-hmm. So for most commonly used actions, like a drop database, create database, you don't have to remember all those syntax and stuff.
Right.
You can just use SQL drop database here.
Mm-hmm.
Then it produces the snippet templates for you, and you can type in product catalog. This is the name of the database, and it just completes your template for dropping the database.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This one will fail because we've been already using the database, and if there is a connection happening, then the dropping database fails. It has to be like a single user mode, or there is no connection like that. So I added the comment here. You just need to uncomment it. The main reason that I put it as a comment is that it's dangerous. If you run it and drop accidentally your database, then it's kind of a bad thing happen.
Right.
So to prevent it, I just intentionally put this alter database statement that changes your database to single user mode into as a comment. So think one more time before you run it. So now I'm running it on Visual Studio Code for. The audience can be like the real Visual Studio Code, the developers, but there could be some people who's coming from SQL side, first time using VS Code because of MS SQL. So in VS Code, always the starting point is a Ctrl-Shift-P to open up the command palette or F1 key. I prefer to use F1 key. So if I click F1 key and type in SQL, then it shows all the commands that the MS SQL extension provides.
Mm-hmm.
Going a little more detail, if you take a look at it, we wanted to increase the productivity and in a way that which is natural to the developers.
Mm-hmm.
So for VS Code, you just what is natural is using keyboard and using shortcuts, right? So that was the design. So F1 and SQL, then if you take a look at it correctly, just typing two more words, it always selects exact command that you need. So we put the effort to design it at this level to increase the productivity of a developer every single inch. So that's basically what we are doing. So let's go and then MS SQL Connect. Because there is no connection or connection definition before whatsoever, it starts with empty connection profile list, and it has a create connection profile. So by clicking it, it runs you through like a command palette widget like a flow. So it asks you a question, what is server name? It's a local host. And database name, it's optional. I can just go, then it will select the default. And username, I'm using just SA for now. Type in the password. Now we ask you to save the password.
Okay.
Now, for Mac, we save the password in the keychain. So we don't leave it in the clear text in any of your file if you choose to go that route. And it's a secure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for Windows, we use a secret store in the Windows version. So that is a kind of what we do. So if you go yes, and the profile name, let's just make it as a Docker.
Okay.
Okay, that will create it. So I will show you one more thing, SQL Connect. If you go to SQL Manage Connection Profile, there is a multiple subtasks that can give you more the actions to manage your connection profile. One is the edit.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is, as you saw in the wizard, we only asked you four questions: server name, database name, username, and password. Right.
Right.
But in the SQL Server connection string can have many more stuff, like what is a connection timeout,
yeah.
What is the security setting, like encrypt on or not, or the trust the server certificate all mm-hmm. or not. So for those kind of stuff, you can just directly go to the edit menu in the connection profile management, and we added all those suggestion lists for all the connection property strings.
Mm-hmm.
So even for the seasoned the SQL developer, they may not remember all the connection profile and then know exactly what it does. So to help them, we added those one. So if you go to like an encrypt, then it puts the default value, suggested mm-hmm. value for okay. the encrypt property. And those are kind of a feature that we do. And this one is saved in the user settings. It's only visible to you.
Right.
And if you wanna, let's say if you have like a 50 connection strings, but you have to work on Mac. Sometimes you have to connect from your other Windows desktop PC or Linux.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is that just to copy and paste it there. You don't have
okay.
to go the create connection profile wizard 50 times whenever you switch
right.
your machine, right? So
okay.
that's kind of a detail that we did design and implement for this one. So let's just don't save it and continue. Okay, now. SQL EX executes query. It executes query and delete the database, right? So let's double check it. SQL use. SQL use. It's a use database command that first shows you what are the databases mm-hmm. in your server.
Yeah.
And if you want, you can switch the connection, right? So good. So we have cleaned up our demo setup. I'm just closing it. The first step is always you have to create a database.
Right.
And then in the database, we have to create tables to procedures that your application need. So I opened up setup.sql and doing the same thing. SQL Connect. Because we have created our connection profile, now you can see that Docker shows up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And since then, then you can just click that connection profile that will just make a connection to your servers. Okay, and now execute it. By the way, instead of using shortcut, I'm using this F1, the command line, the command palette,
mm-hmm.
because it's a demo. I have a muscle memory, I just quickly press the shortcuts.
Okay.
But if I do that, then nobody can
right.
see what's happening there, right?
Yep.
Magically, suddenly it's executing and all that kind of stuff. So that's one thing that I wanted to say. And by clicking it, it runs it. One thing that you can notice is that this is a message pane, and there is a timestamp and total execution time.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we execute the T-SQL statement to SQL Server, what is important is the elapsed time and then the time when it was started, so that
right.
we can always measure the performance of the query. And to help, if there is any issue, then by clicking the line number, you see that in the editor,
mm-hmm.
we highlight the corresponding
okay.
Batch block, right? So you can always navigate between the query results and editor in this way, and you don't get lost. So now, let me show you SQL use database one more time. And now you see that product catalog database is created, right? So let's make a connection. So its connection is also successful. And the second one that I'm going to do is that the setting up the temporal table and stuff in the newly created database, right? So if I make a connection again, now you can see that we only created,
You have to keep connecting? It doesn't maintain the connection?
Oh, it is editor-based. So one thing that we are doing is that connection is editor session-based. We actually thought about which one is more preferable, like maintaining global session for entire VS Code. So whenever there's a new editor session opens up, we just inherit the same connection versus keep that the scope to editor-based. Only one thing in SQL Server is that you can open up many editor sessions with a different context. Let's say one editor, you have a job database that we just executed or delete from table statement, and you can think you're connected to your local test database, but accidentally it can happen that you're actually connected to your production and you run it, right? So those are kind of danger. So that's way the way that we thought, and as an initial start, we made it as an editor session, and the connection session is kind of the same level. But we have a plan backlog item. If a user wants to go with a global session, we want to have a customizable option that you can set it. Okay, so instead of doing that, please inherit the connection from the global session. So that is one of the backlog items. So those are the suggestions and feedback we want to get. Mm-hmm. An MS SQL extension is fully open source. So you can come to the GitHub MS SQL extension project page, and you can see all the issues.
Yep.
You can see all our plans and suggest, and then even vote what you want, all that you can do. That's basically what we want to ask our users. So one thing that I want to tell you is that we only created Docker connection profile. But if you take a look at now, it is two. Right? What's happening is here is that whenever you make a connection to a database, we keep most recently used connection history and put it automatically in your list.
That's cool.
So you don't have to create new connection profile from product catalog, right?
Right.
The originally was just the default. We didn't specify database, but second one we automatically added as the connection to product catalog database. Mm-hmm. So that is the key feature that we added to make things much easier. So it's more like just a one click enter kind of operation in that perspective. So we made a connection here. So product catalog, and I'm running SQL EX, that runs it. Okay, so basically this one created the SQL Server database and put all the data in the system history, history information in our database so that my application can use it again. So that's basically what developers would do. Open query or write query and execute it, and that's one. So I'm putting it here. So let's simulate what people do as a developer. So these are my test script. I want to verify that the SQL statements and so procedure my application is calling against my product catalog database is actually good in shape. So I have a test script. When you write the test script, if you look at it, likewise SSMS, DBO, not connected. Okay. Let me do it again. So there is a few seconds of delay to pull out the schema information. Now it is working, right? So whenever you connect the first time, there's a little bit of time to pull down the schema information to populate this suggestion list in IntelliSense. So now you can complete your query using IntelliSense, and then you can run your query. So now, when you saw the create database and the setup temporal SQL, you only saw messages, right? Because it was all DDL execution, there was no result set. Now, when you actually run your the business logic using SQL statement, query statement, then there are data that comes out, right? And I executed multiple select statements, so there are multiple ones. And one thing that is fun is that it's more than 8 records, and you want to work on the second the result set, then you can click this one, it maximizes it.
Okay.
Right? And you can work on it and reduce it. If you want to look at the message, you can even collapse and then open or collapse the message that you don't need.
And you can save those results.
And yes, exactly. So let's go to company here. I'll just maximize it. I save all. Now you see two commands, save as CSV, save as JSON.
Okay.
And this one icon does the same thing. So save as JSON icon, if you click it, I name it company data.json. Yes.
Very nice.
And it produces JSON file or CSV file that, that you need. Okay, so this one completes the basic demo of what you can do with Visual Studio Code for just the core features like writing, executing, and view the result, and this, of course, the save result. I will switch to, let's see, Windows 10. Oh, it was on hold. I'm going to show you something more interesting. What's coming?
Okay.
Very soon. And so, probably when we publish this session, maybe the new upcoming feature may have been already released. So
okay.
I don't know.
So this is what's new in the extension.
Yes, extension in the VS Code, and we are going to release in a week or two.
Okay.
So it'll be available. So I switched it into Windows. Now you can believe that it runs on multi-OS, right? All right, and let's do. I made the demo script so that I can remember. So what I'm going to do here is that I will get the query and the result from a query from DBO company, and I want to add, simulate my apps, the logic, that insert one more company data in the database so that I can actually see what is the exact code that I need to write, and if it works correctly, that I can simulate it in VS Code with MS SQL extension. So I'm executing query. So we have three records here, right? And I will save all as JSON. So company, I'm just doing it again on Windows.
Yep.
Okay, now it is a three records. Okay, close it. Oh, sorry. Pick definition. And what I'm gonna do is that add this more. So I made it as a name, VS Toolbox, address, all that. So I go here and this is my new JSON data, test data code that I can just check into my project. So that's good. And then just to clean up the table so that, that we can see the difference very easily. Okay, so there's no data. Now, I will show you one interesting thing.
You're gonna add that, you're gonna add that as JSON instead of doing a traditional insert
statement.
Wow.
And I don't remember. I don't remember.
So you're telling me I don't have to remember, I don't have to retype all the field names.
No.
And, I can just take this JSON piece and slap it into the database.
Exactly.
I don't believe it.
I'll show you. But one thing is that I don't even remember exact syntax. So what I did was that, you see, channel 9, insert from OpenJSON. It's a user-defined snippet.
Okay.
I copy a code from a sample documentation and pasted it here and created my own snippet, right? What you can do is that just to go to your preference, and there's a user snippets. It's a VS Code feature. VS Code has so many awesome features. One of them is a user snippets, and you can just select the SQL type. Then this page gets open. What you need to do is that just put description, prefix is the what will show up in your suggestion list.
Yep. Okay.
And your body is basically your syntax with just a quotation mark. That's it. The quotes, I mean, right? And then it will automatically show up in your editor as a snippet that you've seen. Now, it's not done. So one thing that we need to do is that declare the name. It's based on my snippet. There is a JSON data, which is a variable in the snippet template. So I want to name it as a company, as a variable name, right? I did that. Then I changes all variable template to at company. And this is the where I want to put the JSON data in JSON format. But before that, insert into company, and then I have to put column list. This is another variable in my template I will show you quickly. Here, there's a column list, this is a variable. Okay. But I don't know what you can do. What are the list columns that you have? Now, you have pick definition. Beautiful, isn't it?
Wow.
SSMS, SSDT didn't even have this feature, right? Now, it's not all. So
I got to tell you, that's one of the coolest things I've seen all year in this show. I'm telling you, that is top 10 coolest things we've shown on this show.
Oh, great.
Well done.
Thank you. So now, company, auto completion. Name, I don't even have to, you know, type all the stuff.
Oh, now if you invented something that would copy them in automatically without me having to type, I'd put it number one on the list. You're just going to have to settle for top 10.
That's good. Suggested. Great, isn't it?
That's
it's so
awesome.
Easy. I didn't even know the syntax,
right?
But I could finish it.
Yep.
Right?
You don't have to go into the SQL Explorer, call it up, expand, look.
Yep.
Right in line.
Yep.
Fantastic.
And the last one is with. This is specific to the JSON format. You need to provide a list with type.
Okay.
Oh, it's here. I just, copy and paste it. Copy. Right? And then I can just remove these guys. So this one, remove it. Remove this one. And last one, we can just delete all at a time. Change all occurrence. Like that. Cool, huh? It's a Visual Studio Code feature.
You have to take that null out, or do you leave that?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, you just debugged my code, right?
Yeah.
And if there's an issue, there is an error squiggly showing up. It just tells you right away, oh, you have an issue. So that's how you can actually notice, oh, wait a second, Derek, you have a code issue. So you just did the code review. And let's go to company.json. What I do, control, just to select all. Copy, go here, and Control V to copy it, right? And then let me run it. And then I will select to show you. Actually, it was executed. All right.
That's so nice.
Yes, this is very nice. Our engineering team has done this brilliant job, and I really want to thank them, and that's great. And just for fun, one more thing. I have application. One of the recommendations from SQL is that when you build your application, mm-hmm. instead of writing query in your application directly, create a store procedure
right.
for layered protection and then management, and use it. So if you want to debug and know what's inside of store procedure, Jovan built this application, so I don't even know what's inside,
yeah.
right? And it happens every day. Now, go to that finish.
Nice.
Right? Right in the editor directly, yep. you can do pick definition, or go to print it out mm-hmm. in your another editor, and you can debug it here.
Fantastic!
This is the new feature coming up in a couple of weeks.
Great!
So, that's great. I will do one more demo
to
before we wrap up this session. One is called the progressive rendering. I will explain it this way. Performance matters. It has to be fast, right? Mm-hmm. When in the tools side, when we talk about the performance, it's about response time and throughput time for query execution. So throughput time can be like 2 hours. If you have a really simple query with a large data, it can take 2 hours. But response time means whenever there is the first row or first set of results is ready mm-hmm. to be rendered, then it should be visible to users. That's response time, right? And SQL Server Engine has the same thing. So I will show you the difference between what we have and what we are going to release. So I'm going back to the Mac one, which is running the released version as of today in the VS Code Marketplace. So I'm going to execute it. SQL. So it's executing.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was that the wait for delay in each query statement, so that they kind of simulates the long running query, right? And the throughput time is over 12 seconds. So you have to wait entire time before mm-hmm. you get that.
Right.
Now, take a look at the upcoming one. So I'm executing it. See, as soon as the result is coming out, we are
nice.
Rendering it.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben in our team has been working on this feature, and he's in the stage 2 in his plan. So stage 3 is coming out. That
All
means
right.
Right now it is per result set. When result yep. set is ready, then we print out. In his stage 3, he will do row by row.
Row by row.
Right.
Just so to ask
exactly.
That. Yeah,
so
nice.
That's another fantastic feature that we are releasing. And
okay. So if you're doing row by row, how do you draw that on the screen? Do you have to continuously redraw the screen? You get these couple rows, then this row, then that row. Is that the way it's going
to
work?
We need a band to answer the question.
Okay.
As a PM, it's a magic.
Okay. I'll be interested to see. All right. Something to look forward to.
Sure. All right. So that's my demo.
Cool. Fantastic.
Give me one more second. MS SQL extension is open source.
Yep.
It's open source. We don't even use any of the internal system to bug tracking anything. We all use the GitHub repository
mm-hmm.
project, VS Code-MS SQL.
Okay.
And then if you go there, you can see full transparency of seeing all the issues. Even our internal discussion, it's not internal. Everybody, every developers are our team now, right? Because you can join us. And then you can see all that one. And we also have a daily build,
mm-hmm.
and we also have like a project plans. So even without watching this session, you can actually see what's coming
right.
in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So basically, that's an extension one. And everything I explained today
all right.
is all here.
We'll put up the links for all those in the
yes,
show notes.
Yes, please. And don't forget aka.ms
SQL
dev.
All
if
right.
you're a SQL developer,
yep.
this is the page to go.
Very cool. Thanks so much.
Okay,
very,
thank you.
Very cool stuff. Hope you enjoyed that, and we will see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.